living in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.
CC7 Byron. Evie Jones is here.
Now, TV, Evie, you love TV.
I do love TV.
You sit there and analyse people on TV, or you used to, and you've got a couple
Some
of logies for it.
Call it judgment, but analyse.
judge. You do judge. And I judged a certain show, Australian Ninja Warrior, which has been a massive success.
Huge.
Absolutely. I think it's in its third season now. They've got like little ninjas that get around to like the bounce things, and they've got the big warp the wall, and kids love it. It's great for activities.
I've
get
actually,
people off their iPads.
I've never watched Ninja Warrior, so I don't know the show, but I do know it's a massive hit. And wasn't it just supposed to be a filler show?
It was. It was supposed to sit in between The Block.
Right.
And another show. And they just did it.
Two huge shows
back to back, but there was a couple of weeks. There was like a 3-week period where it was off. So they thought, oh, we'll make up this stupid show called Australian Ninja Warrior, which has been a huge. And I actually, back in the day, 3 years ago, got an email saying, would I like to, do a pilot to be one of the judges, like a Freddie Flintoff sort of style on Australian Ninja Warrior. And I went, this sounds awesome.
Awful. Oh, no.
So I didn't even write back, and
no.
It just went. I just didn't do it. And then when I watched it, it was really good.
Oh.
And I sat there and went,
it's
successful.
Huge.
It's just a great show, and I watch it now, and I love it. But it's what could have been.
Do you watch it every time and just think, oh, what have
I've got
done?
Past that. Because I think Freddie's really good. He's funny, but he's English. Can't understand half the things he says.
Actually, you might have been able to improve. Like, this is just typical work from Freddie on the show. Imagine Fev doing this kind of stuff.
Sheena, the fitness warrior. What went on? Have you finished?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much, Sheena.
There you go.
Yeah, it's an easy gig.
How
you
easy
would have
is
been
it?
Great
it's
at
an
that.
Easy gig.
Anyway.
Watching people fall off obstacles.
What could have been for Fev?
Oh.
What could have been?
So 13, 10, 60. What could have been for you? What did you miss out on? What did you give up when you could have been successful? Like, you know, when people say, oh, you should jump on this share. Nah.
Oh, actually.
And then here we go.
I've got a good could have been. No, because, I mean, to this point, I still don't own a home, right? So, you know, I haven't necessarily made great financial decisions, Evie and Fev.
If anyone's out there, Bob would love a free home.
Thank you very much. A free home. Yeah, that'd be great. We had an executive here at the radio station who was setting up a little business, and they offered both Fee and I the opportunity to be shareholders in this little business.
Boost Juice.
No.
Boost Juice.
No.
We said, what, juice? Well, you could just make that yourself. That's a stupid idea.
That's a bigger stuff up than mine.
That could have been so beautiful.
Does that still hurt a little bit?
It hurts a lot. Boost Juice bloody everywhere.
I hope you never buy them.
Oh, no, I'd never. No, I have bought it.
She used to work here, didn't she?
Yes, Janine Ellis and Jeff Ellis.
Oh, she's
And
amazing.
Then we had her in.
Done well.
We had her in as a guest, and Fee and Byron both sat there and go,
aren't you successful?
13, 10, 60. Give us a call if you've had a could have been moment. Maybe you auditioned for a television show and missed out. Maybe it was a job that just eluded you, and then that person went on to be incredibly successful.
I've got one, but I'll tell you later.
Good to hear. Preferably in the next 10 minutes, if you can. 13, 10, 60.
Let's unpack this for a little bit. When you walk into a shop, like a Southland. And you see the Boost Juice, like, still now. Like, how many years ago was that?
Yeah.
There's, like, 15 deep just ordering a nice
Imagine
little,
the money.
You know.
And I see them selling those protein balls for a fortune, thinking I could have had a piece of that.
You would literally be loaded.
13, 10,
You'd
60.
Have millions.
Okay.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
What could have been? Could have beens on 13, 10, 60. Sometimes you don't want to think about what could have been. You regret things when you look back, like Fev saying no to the show Ninja Warrior. No, I don't want to be on that show.
Byron saying no to Boost Juice is even bigger. But Evie Jones.
I said no to someone I didn't know who it was.
Right.
At my friend's dad. And he was like, oh, we're doing a new musical and I want, you to come and audition. I think you'd be great for it.
Right.
And I'm thinking Hornsby Musical Society or, like Geelong Musical Society. And it turned out to be Shout the Musical, the Johnny O'Keefe story. But it was a guy called Larry Mahobarak, who came to Australia to retire.
Right.
But he, so he just kept still doing things. He did things with Silverchair and stuff like that, musical director.
Yeah, right.
But he was one of Elvis's original keyboardists. And then he went on to work with Neil Diamond and Tina Turner, Ray Charles and Barbara Streisand, people like that.
And
he said, I think I see something in you. And I went, who are you?
He worked with Elvis, effectively.
And then my friend... later, when I, because she didn't hear any of the conversation going on, I told her weeks later, and she goes, do you know what Parrish's dad does?
Oh,
like,
dear.
Do you know
oh,
him?
No.
Like, clearly not.
And he saw something in you, and you said, get stuffed.
I did. I said, oh, God. You're probably just the local, you know.
When he said that to Elvis, time. Elvis goes, yeah, I'll do it. And look, just think about that. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Jason from Mernda, good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. What could have been, bro?
I used to ride scooters with this kid named Ryan up in the Sunshine Coast, and I was a bit better than him. And I decided to give it up and just started getting a better job, and he continued with it. And now he travels the world with Nitro Circus.
And they make millions.
Do they?
The groupies, yeah, the rock star lifestyle.
They sell out stadiums, arenas, and they do tricks on motorbikes. And what do you do now, Jace?
Oh, I'm a graffiti cleaner for the council.
Ouch.
No, it's an important role.
That's an important role.
Without Jason, the streets would look nowhere near as good as they do.
Exactly. Yeah,
but, well
Jason,
done, Jason.
Thank
but bad
you.
Luck. Could have been.
Elias?
Elias from South Morang?
Yeah, good morning. Hello.
Good, mate. What could have been?
I lived in a town in Massachusetts, Wareham, and we had a lot of movies being filmed in our town, and one of those was Grown Ups with Adam Sandler.
It's a horrible line.
I think you said in Massachusetts, and they were filming Grown Ups. Is that right?
Yeah, Grown Ups. So they filmed Grown Ups at the water park in our town in Wareham.
Yeah.
And you said no?
Yeah, I said no because they wanted to put me in a pair of budgie smugglers.
Oh, no.
And I had a bunch of kids that couldn't get into the water park, so they were going to have me create like a kissing booth, and the only person that was going to kiss me was going to be David Spade, and it was going to be like one of those wet, sloppy kisses, and I said it was going to be too embarrassing to do, so I turned down the role.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. What a great movie, too. They all sit up, they all stand up there in the water park and they dive in and it's just so much fun.
Could have been in Grown Ups. Did you go on to do any other work, Elias, in the show business? Or?
No, I met a couple of celebrities like Mark Wahlberg and stuff like that in Massachusetts, but never went on to anything like that.
Well, that's just showing off that you met celebrities.
Yeah, and you just moved to Australia.
Yeah.
He's an extra. You're an extra.
He might have been one of the guys in the cafe at Home and Away in the background. Yeah. Or
that's a good job.
Mate, you're not an actor or an actress or an extra unless you've been sitting at Lassiter's
having
a coffee.
Well, you know, no, at Summer Bay and Home and Away.
The diner?
In the school, Summer Bay High, I've done that back in the day. And what you do, if you keep watching, you just see the same people walk out of screen and off on. And it's the same people at the back and you just turn around and you start walking again, back again. And you turn around and you walk past Kate Ritchie again.
Yes.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
So exciting.
Just another quick question about the secret sound.
Okay, very quick.
Very quick. Our great executive assistant producer, is that what she's called, Ali?
Yes.
Yeah. She's leaving in a couple of weeks.
I was going to say that.
For the Gold Coast.
She's taking the answer
And
with
if
her.
That hasn't gone off, what happens then?
Well, you'd imagine Leon will then do his job. And will know the sound, and he will be his usual gatekeeping self, and Fife will work with him.
Absolutely.
There we go.
That's it. Cleared
just
up.
Just quickly, this is the sound. Have a think about that, and we will get to it soon on the Fox.
Do you guys know, I'm really excited because there's a new show about to start. They're about to start filming The Masked Singer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, it's coming to Channel 10. There's three judges about celebrities all dressed up.
Okay.
They're completely covered head to toe in masks.
It's a rip-off of The Voice.
No, it's not. It's not at all anything like
The
Voice.
It's the same thing.
Nothing like The Voice.
It's the
and The Voice is just a rip-off of Australian Idol. Anyway, it's not. Our Husey and our Danny are two of the judges, but we also have...
I'll just give them a
very
round of
well
applause.
Done. Yeah. We also have an international judge in Lindsay Lohan.
Good honour.
Do you remember her?
Well, yes.
And she's here in Australia right now. Mm. So on her Instagram yesterday... She had a little go at our accent.
Here we go. Let's have a listen to her efforts.
G'day, mates. I'm here in Australia.
That's not bad.
She's being absolutely slated for that. And
I
actually think it's pretty good.
That's not a bad if. We'll listen to it one more time.
Do
Lindsay Lohan's Aussie.
G'day, mates. I'm here in Australia.
Chic Australia. That's how we say it.
I don't mind the internationals coming over and having a crack.
Yeah, sure. I think it's... Yeah, and you know what? She got it right. How she got it right? Because she hardly opened her mouth, and that's how we talk.
That's how I talk.
Yeah, it reminds us, this is a great game that we like to play, and what a great excuse to play it. Accents, real or fake?
There's an old saying that says, fool me once, shame on... Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Now, Bev, can you please explain to Evie, he won't have played this game yet. 131060 is the number. It involves you giving us a call, just how the game works.
Yeah, so someone will ring up and they'll say, they'll speak in an English accent and say they're from England or London or somewhere from that, or they'll ring up and say they're Spanish. And we've got to guess whether they think they're telling the truth or whether they're lying. But we're not allowed to ask them any questions. They just got to talk to us because I used to try and unpack it. Yeah. They say they're from like, I'm from Italy, and I go, well, what's the soccer
team? What's your favourite pizza?
Yeah, soccer team called in, and they were
yes,
like,
it's not a quiz.
And it's not a quiz. So Fair used to really hate it when I do that because I'd never get it wrong. Right. I was like, ah, you're telling them a lie. So we're going to sit here, ring up 131060 and tell me whether you're from a certain country or
great.
You're from Australia.
So your option is, in other words, to put on a fake accent or just call in your natural accent.
Yeah.
131060 is the number. You get it now.
We're not going to get Elias from Massachusetts calling up again, are we?
Yeah, so if he called up and he's pretending he's American.
Because he kept going into an Australian accent.
He was a caller earlier on the show that we couldn't hear.
I actually thought it was Mike.
It was one of the other staff members, he is an American accent. That would have been real because he is actually American.
And if you're from Argentina, you'd speak like this.
Hola. I struggled there.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Lindsay Lohan is here for this new show that Evie's excited about. What's the show called again? This
the
TV
Masked
show?
Singer.
The Masked Singer. She's landed down under with this accent.
G'day, mates. I'm here in Australia.
Australia.
Giving it a go.
Giving it
and
a go.
She does a little kiss in the middle.
Yeah. It's probably that we don't say g'day, mate. Like, we don't actually say that. That's probably why.
It's like off Dumb and Dumber when he goes, I'll have another shrimp on the barbie. We don't eat shrimp. We eat prawns.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we never say shrimp.
This is a game we call...
There's an old saying that says, fool me once, shame on... Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
So, for example, if Lindsay called this segment and spoke like that, we'd say, oh, I reckon that might be fake, and she'd have to admit, yes, I'm not Australian. Correct.
All right, here we go. We've got Christy Ann from Moonee Ponds. Hello, Christy Ann.
Hi there. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
Are you an American influencer?
I certainly am from the United States of America, and I'd like to think I'm an influencer.
She's putting it on a lot, Evie, but there's not many Australians called Christy Ann.
Am I, though? Am I?
Christy Ann, I reckon, is an American name because I don't...
Yeah, she'd be from the South.
Yeah.
Although she'd have a Southern accent. Christy Ann. Christy Ann.
Nah, she's Australian.
Why on earth are you living in Australia?
Well, that is a question I would love to answer, but I can't give away too much right now.
Putting that on.
Definitely fake, right?
It is so real. I'm from Ashland, Oregon.
I knew it. Because Christy Ann's not an Australian name.
I faked you out.
You faked me out. Christy Ann didn't get me.
I'm a poser.
And she was all cagey about why she was here. Yeah, she wasn't. Okay.
I picked that.
Very good, Christy Ann.
And then the English girl over here faked
me out. Hey, Christy Ann, do people call you Christy or do you have to be called Christy Ann?
Christy or Yankee, anything goes.
Anything.
All right, well, thanks, Yankee.
Yankee.
Andre from Endeavour Hills, hello.
Hello there.
What were you trying to be?
A Russian.
Yeah, no.
Wouldn't have thought so. We laughed at the last one. Can you just confirm, Andre from Endeavour Hills, that you are not Russian, please?
Duh.
No.
Thank you very much.
Alexander from Melton, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, where are you from?
I'm from Scotland.
Are you?
Oh, you don't sound very Scottish.
Well, that's about it.
No, what was that?
He's a bit angry.
Hang on.
Okay.
What, speak a bit more, would you please, Alexander?
Sorry?
Say a bit more. Tell us a bit about your morning.
Oh, right. Did he just roll it up? Did he just say sorry? Because that's not Scottish.
I moved when I was 8, and I've been here for 9 years now.
Oh, yeah, he's real.
He's real. Yeah.
We reckon you're real. Are we right?
Aye, yeah.
Aye! Aye!
Hold on, you've got a sexy accent.
Yuck. 3 minutes past eight.
How's mine?
You being Scottish is not sexy.
That was dead sexy.
101.9 The Fox.
You know the true Destiny's Child fan who can hear Michelle's verse and Evie's. Yeah. Well, there's Michelle.
Yeah, that Michelle. Was Michelle. And you needed Michelle in Destiny's Child. You needed. Who's the other one?
Kelly Rowland.
Kelly and Beer. The other one's called Beyonce.
I said before that song that was my first concert, and Alex and I had went to the concert together, and they were amazing. Like the three of them together was magical, but then they came out individually, and then Michelle. She came out and sung for a little bit. Everyone's like, ooh.
Okay.
And then Kelly Rowland rolled herself out, and everyone's like, ooh. And then Beyonce came out for like an hour and went nuts. And
crazy.
But then they all come back together, and it was just... It was special.
I
love Destiny's Child.
Used to be four of them. No, Michelle. It was two others. There were sisters.
Yeah, and they quit, didn't they?
They quit because they didn't want to do sexy songs.
Yeah.
And they said, you will never become big without us.
Could have been.
That's what they wrote. Beyonce wrote I'm a Survivor about that.
Wow.
You thought we'd fail? I didn't.
Well done, Evie Jones.
We've all learned something there. It's 15 past eight right here on the Fox. Now
15 look, past eight.
Well, 15 past eight. It depends, you know.
For all you grade twoers out there.
Tomato. Where's the big hand? Where's the little hand? What about this massive bombshell overnight, Fev?
Big news. MasterChef had its finale last night.
It did.
And it got overshadowed a little bit with the three judges calling it quits. And they went to Instagram overnight, and Matt Preston said, really keen to continue but were unable to agree to terms for a new contract. That was his spin.
Right.
Gary said, never about the money and never will be about the money. So that was his little spin.
Doesn't really line up with Matt's, though,
no.
does it?
No. This doesn't line up either.
No.
And our good friend of the show, George R. Columbaris, he said, we were close to signing a new contract for season 12. However, the dates just didn't align, he wrote
on
Instagram.
It's a calendar.
To be fair, they all can have different reasons.
Yes.
But they are not united in at all.
No, they're not. And I did ask Georgie to come on the show. I sent him a message. Just got my producer hat on. And I said, bro, come on the show just to celebrate 11 years. Yeah. And he just wrote, love to, bro. And I was like, woohoo. But there's always a but.
Always a but.
He's just got a little bit on. And he wrote lots of love.
Lol.
No. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, well, thanks for the response.
Well, Matt was here this time yesterday.
He was here yesterday, and I'm not quite sure whether he knew or not, Evie, because
he's
very coy about the whole thing. But this is what – I'll unpack it a little bit why they've quit. Apparently, they get paid $1.5 million each for the show. They wanted a 40% increase to make it to $9 million dollars to get paid for a couple of weeks of work.
Is that right? 9 million?
Yeah. So in total,
all three of them together.
Oh, okay.
So a 40% increase goes up to, it's around $9 million.
Mm.
So they've gone into the producers of Channel 10.
Channel 10.
Okay, guys, this is your number one show. We're making a lot of money. Mm. We want to, season 12, 13, we want a pay increase of 40%.
Is that what the whistle means?
Yeah. That's what I do when I go in and go. And they know, cash. And I reckon they've gone in together, and the three of them have said, this is what we want.
Yeah.
And Channel 10's turned around and gone, okay. And they said, well, if we don't get paid, we're going to walk. And they said, see ya.
Okay.
I think they've tried to bluff Channel 10.
That's backfired.
And it's backfired.
If indeed that is true, that's backfired.
They clearly don't know Channel 10.
It's clearly true because Channel 10 said, we're not paying you the money. And they said, well, we're walking. And they said, we'll see you later. And this reminded me of a time when I was a little kid, not 9 million, but... I remember I don't know if you know Evie, but I was a pretty naughty boy back in the day.
Couldn't imagine.
Misunderstood child. And I used to give mum the irrits. And she used to always say from a very young age, if you keep going, Brendan, I'm going to send you to boarding school. And I didn't know what boarding school was. There was no Google. There was no telephones back then.
You wouldn't have known anyone from boarding school.
I didn't know anything about boarding school. So for the first couple of years, I'd go, okay, I'll be good. And I'd go to my room and I'd clean or do whatever and I'd wash the dishes. But then when I got to an age of about 9 or 10, I just called Mum's bluff and said, righto, give me the phone, I'll call. I don't know the number. So I called her bluff and it never happened again.
I love this. So in other words, when you call a bluff and it goes bad, so unfortunately it's happened for our MasterChef mates there. They've tried to, hey, we'll walk. All right, see ya. Yeah. It's backfired on Kazza, Fev's mum.
Yeah.
Have you got one?
You could say that that's what Angie and I, they called our bluff on Gogglebox because we asked for money. Well, just some money. No, we asked for like more money because no one really gets paid well on that show. And they just went, bye-bye.
So you did a MasterChef?
Well, no, we really wanted to leave.
So you thought, hopefully they say walk, but we'll come up with a silly figure.
Yes. No, and it wasn't even a silly figure. May as well. What we actually came up with was so reasonable and they still said no that we went, we definitely don't want to be.
Wow. Okay, so bluff's gone bad. That was very, thanks for sharing.
But it could be anything, Byron. You know, if your missus says you need to change this to, you know, still be together and you turn around and go, no, we'll see you later then.
See you later. If you've got one for us.
It doesn't have to be something to do with money.
No.
Relationship-wise.
13 10 60 is the number. We will take your calls next right here on the Fox.
I was playing poker once and I was sitting at Crown and I put a fair bit of coin in the pot. And the bloke looked at me and said, what do you got? Because poker's about bluffing.
Oh, yeah.
It's not all about your cards you've got. And I said, mate, I've got a pretty big hand. I'm just letting you know, I've got aces. So if you want to put your money in, put it in. And he goes, bullshit. He put the money in and I had 7-4.
Oh!
I was so flat.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Geez, big news overnight. We even had one of them here at this time yesterday morning, Fev.
Cold, yes, MasterChef finale last night. It was the finale for the three judges because that was their last season after 11 years. They've all said conflicting things, but I think at the end of the day, they've gone in for a new contract. They wanted more money, which is fair enough. It's a successful show. It's probably Channel 10's most successful show. They wanted a little bit more.
Gogglebox was pretty good.
It is very good.
Second most successful behind Gogglebox.
Second most successful. And all the reports that are coming out, these three were probably pretty litigious, so I'm just going to say the reports that I've read, they wanted more money, and they've gone in as a threesome and said to Channel 10, we want some more money, we want a 40% increase, and they said, not really. And they said, well, we're going to walk, and they said, see ya.
See ya.
So Channel 10 called their bluff. So Jackie from Seaford, good morning, Jack.
Morning. How are we all?
We're Hello. Very well. When someone called your bluff?
So I actually called my husband's bluff. He shaved me a ridiculous-looking mustache Christmas a few years ago. So it was kind of handlebar, but not really, because he can't really grow hair around his mouth. And he said, I'm going to keep this. And I said, great, I love it, keep it. He kept it for 18 months, and now another year later, he's actually got a full beard. So I won, really.
Did you want him to look like that?
I did. I love some facial hair.
Right.
And he doesn't like it.
I didn't like the mustache.
Right.
I wanted the beard. So eventually I won.
Oh, you got it.
It took a lot of stubbiness to get there.
There we go. Yeah.
Byron's got a great beard.
Thank you very much. That's very kind.
It's a
I don't
good
know what
beard.
To do with the topic. It was a lovely compliment.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60 is
the number. Tina from Moorabbin. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Who's called your bluff?
The actual police.
What?
Oh, the police did.
The police.
You tried to bluff the police?
No, they bluffed me.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Tell
us.
I'm
a mother of three lovely boys.
Ooh.
All 2.5 years apart from each other.
Ooh.
So it was gang up on Mum Day. So I threatened them to take him to the police.
Yep.
So Mum did, and the police said, no, fight your own battles. We're not coming to help you.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Stevie Jones been sitting in for Fief while she's on maternity leave here at The Fox.
Yes. And do you know what we were just talking about off air?
Oh, don't speak about what's being off air. Which one?
No, it's really important.
Which one, though?
Well, we're talking about Will.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Not our guy Will out there.
Well, no, but there was another topic.
Like when you die, you need to have a will, especially if you've got anything of substance, which is really weird because I made a will I don't have anything. Well, I thought I did.
So you wrote a will, but you don't really have any assets, are you saying?
How long ago?
I did. It was probably 15 to 20 years ago. I was having my very first ever operation, and I thought, well, I should just have a will because I had a huge selection of CDs, which I don't own one anymore. And I had a Hyundai XL. That they were both going to my best friend, and that will is still standing.
That's your will now.
You've still got it. Who's your best friend? He's still friends with her?
Annie Potatoes, yeah. She's listening.
So she doesn't get the CDs anymore because they're gone?
No, she gets no CDs, but she can have my new car, and which is old now.
The new car's not in the will, so she can't get
it. Well, can't she? Doesn't it just get replaced?
Okay, well, look, I think you both need to see lawyers. Fev doesn't even have one, so you need one.
Whoa, it's very important, Fev, that you get one.
I said that on the air. I got so much backlash.
Yeah, so you should. You know what you need.
How stupid of you. Well, immature.
Did you listen?
You've got four kids. You should have a will.
Get one.
Can I just say, a legal will kit, you get them in the post. They are so easy to fill out. You can do it this week and it's done.
It's only because we care about you, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy to get
We're
one.
We're not killing you off or anything.
I don't have anything, though. Alex has everything. It's more important. Alex has the will. Okay.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, if Alex goes, you don't know anything.
All right.
Hey, whoa.
Now, 30, no. Wow, that's getting really
morbid. Really sorry, but it is. Really will's deep. A very confronting thing.
Do you have a will, Byron?
I do have a will. Jeez,
I wouldn't want to be in that.
Why?
What
it's no boost juice, Will, but...
You get all these snapbacks?
No,
you get his protein balls.
I've actually got I mean, this is really morbid, but I mean, there's quite a large...
Instagram
no, there's actually quite a large death benefit. Like, the way
Don't tell Zephyr
No, but it's huge. And for a while there, I was worried. I didn't want my ex-wife to know what it was.
Yeah,
Because it's massive.
How huge is it?
Well, like she might spike the dinner with something.
Do you want to get married?
Well, I might spike his Nutribullet.
Okay, but here's the thing. What we're looking for on the phones, right, because this is a minefield of stuff, I reckon it's the unusual stuff that's in your will, like a CD collection and an old Hyundai XL. Yeah. That's perfect. So what is in your will that's unusual? What have you actually itemised and put in the will and gone, nah, I don't know why, but that's really meaningful and I'm going to leave that to someone.
Yeah.
Give us a call on 13 10 60. You don't even have one, so you obviously don't have much here.
Nah, but I've got a death benefit.
Yes, well, is it pretty big?
No.
Yeah,
you want to up that?
Yeah, I said to Alex, this is not much. He goes, yeah, not much at all. Like it's only like 200 grand.
Up that.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think I'm worth more than that. If I just drop dead now, I'm not worth anything.
Okay,
no,
it's really sad. Why would you bring this up?
I'm sorry. Oh, 13 10 60.
He's dying.
You did it, Evie. 13 10 60 is the number.
1019. The Fox.
Look, the subject of wills. It's a bit morbid, I guess. But look, it's important. We all have them, and we've all been having a chat about it off air. And then Evie revealed. What have you wrote your will about 20 years ago? What did you? There's nothing in it, really.
No, there's nothing. Well, not now. There was only two things in it. It was my Hyundai XL, and it was my CD collection, which was quite large. I used to work for a record company, so I had quite a few music things.
Okay. Just thinking, Evie, in between the break and us talking now, I was thinking, I'd love to, like, when you do your will. And you put things in your will, and then you pass. People are like, ooh, like if you've got a bit of coin, they're all excited.
Yeah.
But to actually be present to see how much of a fail or how much people get, I'd love to see everyone's reaction.
Oh, so you'd like to return from the dead and just have a look.
Like if you leave, like Byron's got left $1 million, and then, you know, Evie got left 1.5 million, you'd be like, what the?
Oh, yeah. What?
Like all the people inside going, why did I only get left the watch? Yeah. You know what I mean? It'd be amazing.
Oh, well.
Wow.
We've got some calls coming up of just unusual things that have been left in wills. You won't believe some of the things that actually get itemised and put into a will.
What would you leave the person in here that you like the most? Would you leave them the best thing? Or would you
like which person here do I like
the
most?
I'd leave Leon probably the best thing.
Yeah, that's hurtful to other people.
Well, Ellie's leaving, and I'd leave Casey the second best.
Well, what about me and Byron?
Well, Ellie's leaving. You're going. You've left us.
I still like to be included.
Yeah. Nah, you can look after the two boat girls.
Anyway, that's another job she's going to. We'll come back to your calls. I can't believe Fev is leaving all these things to everyone but Evie and I and Fief. Anyway, people fight over wills, don't they?
All right.
1019. The Fox.
13 10 60. Evie Jones sitting in for Fief, who, by the way, when it comes to the secret sound, you know what Fief has done?
I've doubled it.
$100,000!
Yes, and she knows the sound as well. You get another chance to win $100,000 after nine with Aaron Rich, Fox FM's $100,000 secret sound. But gee, this is a difficult area for some people to talk about, isn't it?
But talking about wills, I'd love to slide into Fifi's will.
Oh, yeah.
Cha-ching!
No one in her chair do I get her will.
Jess from Cranbourne West, good morning.
Hi guys, how you going?
We're very good. Bit of a morbid sort of conversation, but has to be happened. Yeah. Has to be said, I suppose. What's in your will, Jess?
It's actually not mine. So my husband was in the army for about 8 years, mm-hmm. and I think it was his second deployment to Afghanistan. Before leaving, he actually had to make a will and testament. Yes. So we were actually dating at the time, so we weren't engaged, didn't have a house, didn't have kids, we didn't have any assets or anything like that. So he's just like, well, I don't really own anything except for my Xbox and the games. So I'm going to leave that to you. And I just went, are you kidding me?
Wow, don't they get some sort of payment and stuff? Isn't there some sort of, if you're in the Navy, you get some sort of, you'd have to have danger money or something, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. So if anything was to happen overseas, like, we'd have, like, some funds.
You'd get looked over.
Yes, there would be a back end there, and rightfully so.
And
but
then
still,
it did happen. You got the cash and the Xbox.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to get an Xbox. To this day, his will is, and his testament still has the Xbox on it.
Oh, that's a great story. Because if you've just tuned in, of course, Evie, your will, you had some wonderful itemised things in there, didn't you?
I did.
What'd you put in?
I put my CD collection, but no one was allowed to have my Neil Diamond. That had to go with me.
In the casket. Hot August night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lisa from Essendon, good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Lisa.
Good. What have you got in your will?
Look, I'm a lawyer. I work at Nicholas James Lawyers in Essendon, and I draft these for a living.
So you have a chat with Fev about this.
Get Fev one after the show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, I heard that you don't have a will, which is really disappointing to hear.
Lisa, it's not that hard, is it? He can do them pretty quickly.
I don't have anything. My wife has everything. So it doesn't matter.
You've still got children to look after and think about moving forward.
Okay. But Lisa from Essendon, everything's in Alex's name because if I had it in my name, it would be gone because I would lose it all. So it's...
But, well, then it's more interesting to see what's in Alex's will.
Yeah, I bet you I'm not in it.
But, yes, look, I draft these for a living. I give advice on these for a living. And some of the things I've come across are things such as, you know, I wish to give away my teddy bear collection to ABC or, you know, my photo frame. And it's no particular photo frame. It's the $2 one on the cabinet over there. So, you know, things like figurines, clocks, you know, other things that I've given away are assets to charities, like the whole lot.
That's a nice thing.
Figurines can be very expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
If they're unopened in the box.
Oh, there we go.
I bet they're the ones.
I don't want a figurine that's been used for 15 years.
Been played with.
Have my old Ewok.
And the G.I. Joe got stuck. In the water.
And then the big brown
shark came. Okay. Simone from Brighton, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Just having a bit of fun, Simone. Right, what's in your will?
What's in your will?
So we had to have the conversation about what would happen to our kids if we both passed away, and we decided that we would ask my older sister. So I pulled her aside and I said, listen, I've got something important to discuss with you. You know, in the unfortunate circumstances that Toby and I both pass away, we'd like you to look after our girls for us. And her reaction was, oh, my God, I would love that so much.
That's a beautiful story.
Do you think she wants you dead now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Good point.
She was way too excited.
Right, that's right. So she was actually, too I thought she was going to say, no, I don't want you, stupid.
I would have said, where's the cash? And the house you live in.
I would love that so much, but now we walk down the street and I'm like, don't push me in front of the bus.
I know you want my children, but please, let me live.